when I was a kid, like, my job didn't exist. I basically thought I would be a teacher, or like I would want to do some kind of stage thing, like be a, you know, comedian or do improv or do something fun like that. And when I got into content creation, I mostly did it because no one did the kind of stuff that I wanted to see. Like when I learned the game, I typed in like tutorial for X character. I was trying to learn a fighting game and it just didn't exist. So I started making that kind of stuff. And yeah, I don't know when I realized that the things I said people took seriously, or that I was like a voice that people wanted to like trust for this kind of stuff. That is like a very weird feeling to me still. And I'm really just not, I don't think about it very often, honestly. I kind of just do what I want to do the things I do, and then, you know, I'm happy to be doing it. So I try not to think about it and just do my best. Yeah, I mean, the scene is a lot different from when I first started in a lot of ways. I think, like, things were much more of the Wild West back when I started in terms of knowledge, but also, like, what people knew about fighting games, how people thought about fighting games, how information was handled, how, like, the connectivity of the world was. Like, back then, people were so, like, fractured in terms of who they knew and how they communicated. But now, like, your best fighting game friend might be someone you've never met in person. It was kind of not that way, really. When I first started playing the game, it was like the people in your local area or your scene, those are your people, right? Those are the friends that you connected with. And that's a pretty different experience, honestly. It's like not what fighting games were or are about at their core to a lot of people. I think they think of them as like offline things that you get together with people. But I kind of like that they've become connected in this way. Like, it sort of reminds me of like playing the arcade mode, and like you fly to, it's like Japan, and you like fly to a new location. It's like that. And I think as like a scene, we've got a lot smarter in a lot of ways, and not every way, but a lot sharper and smarter about our community and like how we are perceived and like how we should do cool things together. I think one thing that gets lost constantly is, like, especially since the COVID era, is that on the internet, we all just fight like savages. Like, everybody online is so pissed all the time, always. But then when you go to an offline tournament, it kind of resets your tolerance for that kind of stuff, and you're kind of chilling. And I think a lot of people out there really need that reset, or they're just so rude to each other. And, like, inevitably, we all just are here playing the same games because we like them and then we think they're tight. It's the same reason people went to arcades back in the day, or your locals. The same reason people are there, right? Like, everybody just wants to play games, be cool, vibe, have a good time. And we all do jobs and we have work and we have stuff. At the end of the day, you want to, like, kick your shoes off, relax, and then, like, play some video games and vibe, have a good time. And whether your experience is like trying to win, or your experience is just to make homies, or your experience is just like hang out with people, share experiences, and you think the games are sick and you just want to watch people play them at a terrible level at your local and just laugh and like have a good time, or you want to watch the best players in the world play, like, you know, we're all there for that shared experience, and I hope we get better at it.